going on in Libya is important for not only the whole of the Arab world, but the whole of the world. We've got to remember that the revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt have taken massive steps forward, but they're not complete. Ghannouchi, the prime minister in Tunisia, is the prime minister of Ben Ali. The generals, who are the friends of Mubarak, are still in power in Egypt. The defeat of Gaddafi will be a step forward for the masses, not only in Bahrain and Yemen and Djibouti and Qatar and Saudi Arabia for that matter, but also for the masses in Egypt and Tunisia, where the revolution has to go further, where all of the elements of the old regime have to be replaced. And to the extent that Gaddafi stays, and the longer he stays, the generals and those who sided with Mubarak will take confidence that they can trick the people out of their victory. And the Ghannouchis in Tunisia will think he can stay in power. He and the apparatus of Ben Ali can stay in office without the head, but with the body still intact. So the revolution in the Arab world, the revolution across the world, is won. There may be setbacks. There are certainly advances at the moment. But we know that we don't just support some of those in struggle. We support all of those in struggle across national boundaries, because it's only through an international movement that we can achieve a systematic change, that we can change things from top to bottom, not just take off the ugly warts on the heads of these regimes, but get rid of the bodies of the regimes themselves and have the people run these societies. But it's important that we show solidarity, as people in Sydney and Melbourne are showing solidarity with the Libyan revolution today. And I think that it won't be far in the future that we'll have to mobilise again. Hopefully we can draw in more people to protest, to support the further struggles in the Middle East and in North Africa, throughout the Arab world, and for that matter, even in the heart of the beast. Because you know that in the American state of Wisconsin, people are occupying the Capitol building where their parliament sits, because the governor is attacking the rights of ordinary employees, attacking their trade union rights. There have been demonstrations of 70,000 in Madison, the capital of Wisconsin. There, people have been inspired by the events in Egypt and in Tunisia. They've called their Republican governor, a guy called Scott Walker, they've called him Hosni Walker. So the struggle across the world is one struggle. It's a struggle against tyranny. It's a struggle for freedom. It's a struggle for bread.
The Americans don't know Libya from Iran. They think that with their wishful thinking, the regime they don't like in Iran is top of the news and will collapse tomorrow. But they have completely lost their way in not noticing the people's revolution going on now in Libya. I say to the Americans, look out of your window, take your blinkers off, and join instead of stopping the people who need help now.